iron is one of those things that if you don't have an issue with it, I feel like you don't have to learn a whole lot about it. But it's damn good to know regardless.
Yeah.
Because the consequences are very serious.
Right.
And as you're hearing now, life changes and so does your body, and you need to know this stuff. So whether it's pregnancy related or just in general, it's really important to be getting enough iron in your diet, which...
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
What's up, everybody? We got a few announcements we want to get to before we jump into this week's episode.
So real quick, we are asking our wonderful audience, especially our Tampa Bay audience, to go to Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay at cltampabay.com and actually nominate us for Best Local Podcast, because we think we're pretty cool. We want you guys to think we're pretty cool, and it would be amazing at least to make it to the round where you get votes.
Yes, yes.
So please go ahead and give us a nomination and share some love. CLTampaBay.com and look for the Best Local Podcast and nominate us.
Addicted to Fitness. It's already in the drop-down menu, so it'll be easy to find for you guys.
So thanks for whoever did that.
Yes, thank you. Also, the other announcement we want to get to this week is that we are offering free fitness consultations for anybody that's interested in maybe getting a little bit of advice on the workout plan or nutrition. So if you guys are interested in that, just contact us at elementaltampa@gmail.com. We'll have that on the outro of this episode again. So once again, you guys can schedule a fitness consultation with me. Just send me an email at elementaltampa@gmail.com. All right, on with the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Addicted to Fitness. And just a thank you to everybody who's been so freaking awesome and sharing all that wonderful love. It's because of you guys that we are building this wonderful community here. And because of all of your positivity, your feedback, and especially those reviews, if you haven't already, just take a minute or two and just hop over and kind of share your thoughts with us on iTunes or wherever you want to leave your reviews. It means the world to us, and it helps us reach more people, which we so appreciate.
Wow. So very eloquent of you, the way you put it. Sounds better really? Than me. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I win. I'm just kidding.
But
I do.
Still. Anyways. Yeah, we really appreciate everyone listening. We've really got some good feedback on the interview we did last week with Coach Fury. So we really appreciate that. He was an awesome guest, and we're looking forward to more interview guests. But before we go into or tease what we're going to have some future podcasts we got coming up, we got this week's podcast.
Woohoo!
And at first...
Because it's pretty awesome all by itself.
Yes, yes. We're going to have a good podcast today. We got a lot of good, pertinent health and fitness information for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited.
First, we're going to kick it off with our training recap for the week. You know, we're still going strong. I'm sure you're still doing the Peloton cycle, getting on it.
I actually went back to my planner today, and I just kind of like wrote down on the calendar the actual activity. Like, you know, you have your calendar view and you have your daily view. So I wrote in the calendar view all of the activity that I'd done in May and so far in June. And with the exception of like 1 or 2 weeks for the last month or two, I've been doing pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, a lot better than I thought I was. And I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I mean, I'm surprised. Like every single day that I get a little bit farther with the pregnancy, the more amazed I am that I can even get out of bed.
Yeah.
So the fact that I've been able to do actual activity and train and work out still is miraculous.
Yeah.
The Peloton's been absolutely key. Yoga's been amazing. And I've jumped back from doing HIIT workouts to more like circuit training.
Right.
Which I think works better for where I am right now.
Yeah. I mean, you already, you've did the recently did May immersion, yoga immersion month, and now you're about to go into June's yoga immersion.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of yoga, like you already mentioned, under your belt or ahead of you also.
And I took my first prenatal yoga class.
Interesting.
Which I highly recommend for anybody. I mean, gosh.
Including me.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, you'd probably be like, you want me to do what with my pelvic floor?
Yeah.
But...
I know
you
all
have
about
one of those too. So
I know all about the pelvic floor. I did bar class. Remember that?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, and then also I've been able to do my training at Tampa Strength, probably fallen off a little bit of the strength training, the time commitment. I don't know. It's kind of an excuse, I think, probably, but
I know.
I'm still,
you're looking pretty toned.
Thank you. I try to get it in whenever I can, especially with the kettlebells. I really love the kettlebell, and then I'm really staying diligent to my pull-up plan, trying to get some pull-ups in every day. And then we have a 30-day challenge. The ETT members have a 30-day challenge we're doing. We're doing waist trainer challenge, which is a lot of core focused exercises. So we're in about we just started this week, so we'll be only into the second week by the time you guys hear this, maybe the third week. So we're letting you guys know. You guys can follow me on Instagram on ET Tampa, ETTANPA. Follow us on the stories, and also Shannon JP on the stories, because she's always post some interesting information and stories. So
I've been getting followers. I've been getting thank you to anybody who's newly subscribed here and then also gone and followed me on like Instagram and Twitter, because I see new faces a lot more frequently these days.
That's
really exciting.
Nice. Yeah, we also, in addition to our training, we both also went to the doctor, did some respective doctor visits recently.
Yes.
I went to do a, I always screw this word up, because I want to say cryotherapy, or it's a chiropractor. I went to saw a chiropractor. I actually went to an event a few weeks ago called St. Pete Healthy Lifestyles. And it was actually put on with by this young lady named Mica Rotunda, who we're hoping to get on the podcast soon. Very involved in the health and fitness industry in this area. So hopefully she'll be coming on soon. But I went there and they had a bunch of different booths set up. You know, everything kind of gyms were set up and other people like advertising their healthy products. And one of the gyms, or excuse me, one of the tables there was a chiropractor practice. Is that correct? Chiropractor practice?
Yeah, chiropractic practice.
Okay. Yeah. So, I talked with them, and they had a really good deal going on for an initial consultation, including x-rays and a follow-up. So I went and
pretty
did that.
Cool.
Yeah, went and did that. It was very thorough. I was very impressed. I have my follow-up coming soon, so I'll let you guys know about anything else. But, you know, the initial kind of diagnosis is that I don't have a lot of movement in the upper part of my spine.
Which is called your...
Cervical
spine.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're not actually supposed to have a ton of movement in your cervical spine. Most of your movement comes from your thoracic,
right,
which is that upper center section of your spine.
Right. So cervical, thoracic, lumbar.
Yep.
All right. So, and it makes sense, because that's kind of my most tight area. We're like in between the scapula. It's right there. It runs along the spine.
Like a toy gun.
Very much so. Yes. And I also have a little bit of I guess it would be maybe some overactive muscles in my neck that forces a little bit of a forward head posture, which also kind of relates to the whole tightness in that area of the upper back in between the scapula. So hopefully they'll give me some recommendations and see what we can do. I always try to work on my mobility, especially at Tampa Strength. We're really huge on working on that with the mobility sticks and everything else. Yoga is also probably something I should try. I'm investigating all types of new mobility exercises, and definitely want to try to get a regular massage program, which would be great, but we'll see.
Which, if anybody out there is in the health and fitness industry, back me up. Like, you should be getting massages and things. If you're training people, you're doing a physical activity, you should be doing that like almost on a weekly basis. I've been trying to convince Nick here that he needs to go and do that.
I mean, you don't have to convince me. I'm sold.
You're like, I just need to find time.
Yeah, well, time, and then it's also financial investment too. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's for my health, so it's
finding
very
the right person
it's very
too.
Worth it. And I don't disagree with that, but you know, we're always in, especially now since we have our number three, another new addition coming in. Mm-hmm. We got to be very thrifty with all of our spending. So, you know, I don't mind working on myself at home doing self massage, which
that sounds dirty. Really dirty.
I'll start about my back self massage, guys. Guy, get your head out of the gutter. Head out of the gutter. Lacrosse ball is a great way. Okay, now I'm sad. Okay. With it being audio, people,
so
I feel like their people's
ball.
Minds are going to be drifting. So, well, let's go towards your doctor visit that actually I was at too.
Yes. So you accompanied me to this. This was my, by the time we actually put this out there for the world, it'll be my last doctor visit, which is about, like, I guess the halfway, it's around the halfway point in your pregnancy, you get a bunch of tests done. So before I was pregnant, this time last year, I was not a good person at giving blood. I'm just going to say that. Like, I avoided it pretty much like the plague. Now they're like, oh, you have to have blood work. And I'm like, here's mom. Uh-huh. So huge, huge difference there. The nurse makes a big difference, but they had to take some blood, take a pretty significant amount of blood this past time because they were doing three different tests. One of which, if you've been pregnant, you are probably very familiar with. It's the glucose test, and that tests for gestational diabetes. Thankfully, my results came back and it was negative.
Yep.
But one of the other tests that they ran was iron, and they ran this test at the beginning of the pregnancy, and I was good to go. You know, I've not had any issues with iron previously in my life. I, you know, eat a pretty good amount of iron in my diet normally, but I also think I just, you know, have good absorption of iron.
Yep. Okay.
People with anemia and things, yep. Like, it can often be because your body just is not absorbing it. It's not even that you're not getting enough. So, whole new learning curve when it comes to pregnancy, though, because there is such a thing as pregnancy anemia. And my results came back, and I was actually right underneath that comfortable range that they give you. So I was technically low on my iron, and it spurred kind of a whole investigatory research phase where I was like, oh my gosh, what do I need to do?
The baby's stealing your iron.
I know. Well, it's exactly what's happening. So my body's producing 50% more blood than it normally does because it's supplying me and the baby with blood. But also, baby first, it takes pretty much all the resources first, and then I get what's left. And apparently I've not been diligent enough in getting my iron, and I'm just slightly lower. Yeah. So
we're going to work on that.
But yeah, it spurred kind of a whole conversation between Nick and I when I told him the results, because I immediately went into, well, I need to do this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was apparently, we were texting back and forth, and he was pretty much trying to text the same stuff to me as I was texting them to him.
Yeah.
So iron is one of those things that if you don't have an issue with it, I feel like you don't have to learn a whole lot about it. But it's damn good to know regardless.
Yeah.
Because the consequences are very serious.
Right.
And as you're hearing now, life changes, and so does your body, and you need to know this stuff. So whether it's pregnancy related or just in general, it's really important to be getting enough iron in your diet, which I think for women is about, what is the measurement? It's milligrams, I think.
Yes.
So I think it's about 14 milligrams per day for like a non-pregnant woman. And then for a pregnant woman, it's almost double that. It's 27 milligrams is what's recommended in a day. So to be honest, I know that partly my stupidity is to blame in the fact that I have a prenatal vitamin, which is, I think they, most of them give you like 30 milligrams in that, just that prenatal vitamin. Uh-huh. But I kind of fell off the wagon. I was not that good at taking it. I'd say the time period leading up to this appointment, I was probably missing a couple days here and there, especially on the weekends. Oh, on the weekends, it's just, it's tough to remember to take a pill with your food. So I think it was definitely eye-opening and motivated me. I've been better since. I've kind of refocused on getting that in. But the good news is that iron is found readily in the food we eat. So yep. Chances are if you are short on iron, and it's not like a absorption issue, there are things that you can just make sure you're getting in your diet and make sure you're eating correctly to get your iron.
Right. Yeah. Like Shannon mentioned, you don't have a pre-existing condition or an issue with anemia.
Right.
So obviously absorption is fine. So, the first step is, you know, just be more diligent with the iron or the prenatal supplement that contains iron.
Yes.
And also, but the thing is with those, sometimes you can't, even though it has 30 milligrams in iron, you're not going to probably absorb all the
right,
milligrams.
Right.
Okay. Something's going to be lost through, you can't absorb all vitamins. Sometimes aren't packaged away where you can absorb the total amount. So,
yeah.
But you were right. It looked like we were just looking through an article. We're looking at draxe.com about iron, and it said, you know, the recommended amount of milligrams for a pregnant woman is right around 30 milligrams of iron per day.
Yeah.
So as Shannon mentioned, we're going to talk about the most iron-rich food. And a quick thing I looked up before we started looking up the top 10 healthy iron-rich food is that there's two different types of iron.
Animal and plant-based.
Yes. So heme iron and non-heme iron.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently one is attached to a protein, which is the animal-based one.
Animal-based.
And then the non-heme one is the plant-based one.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick stat is that it looked like it's kind of, I think it's person-dependent, but it looks generally that the plant-based ones are a little less, you're less likely to absorb the amount of iron that's in the plant goes to the animal-based one. So it says like you're more likely, you have a higher percentage of absorbing iron through animal sources than plant sources. But I think it's also person-dependent and it's source-dependent. So boom, boom, boom. Top 10 list for healthy iron-rich foods. This number one, we don't actually, let's go 10-1. Let's go 10-1.
Oh, yeah. Let's do like a count. Count down, if you will.
Yeah, 10 to 1. All right, number 10 on this list. And like I said, we are on draxe.com. And this article is pretty recent. This came out, I think it actually came out earlier this year. So
yeah, and the good news is that there's actually a lot of great information on many different websites. This is not new information. So like I read a great article that broke it down wonderfully for Pregos, which was just on what to expect on that website.
Yep.
So you can get plenty of this information.
Yep.
But this looks good.
So number 10.
I like these.
It says number 10 is raisins. How about that? Raisins. Significantly high content of iron per serving, and the serving is a quarter cup, and it's especially high for fruit. Wow, I never knew raisins were significant. They have 1.1 milligram, which is only 6.1 of your daily value, but for a quarter cup.
Yeah. But, I mean, prunes and figs are also right there. Another good source. That's interesting.
Interesting. Number 9, we're going over to the nut family.
Yes.
One of your favorites.
Love it.
Pistachios.
Love pistachios.
They're also right next to raisins, 1.1 milligrams per serving when they have a 1 ounce serving. So,
but really, who can just heat 1 ounce of pistachios?
It's very true. They also have several other
important nutrients, vitamins and nutrients, B6, thiamine, and copper. So they are a very important source as far as any type or multiple types of vitamins and nutrients.
So nutty.
So we're going up to legumes next, which is a big thing for as far as for especially for vegetarians.
Yes.
Not only for their protein, but for their iron. So we got black beans.
I love black beans. Is it me or you that loves black
beans? I think
beans?
You do. I have a love-hate relationship with black beans. I love the taste of them, but the result is usually what we like to coin on this.
The musical fruit.
The gastric distress that we've coined on
here. The toots and the runs.
The toots and runs, yeah. So a half a cup serving has 1.8 milligrams, 10% of your daily volume. And then we said, and as we already mentioned, this is 10% of a normal person's daily volume. So if you would just cut this in half, it'd probably be the amount for a pregnant woman, right?
No. Multiply it by two, and that's the amount.
No, but I'm talking women. About that. I'm talking about that value.
Oh, the daily value.
It'd
correct.
Be half, right?
Correct.
So you would have to eat twice as much to get that same value. All right. So let's go up to number 7. Oh, yeah. Now this one, we got to incorporate this, babe. Come on.
This is not going to happen. I'm sorry. This is not going to happen.
Sardines. We actually talked about this recently because my doctor said I need to start eating more of these. Sardines. A quarter cup of sardines also has 1.8 milligrams, 10% or 5% for ladies. Also great omega-3s and vitamin D. One of the very, there's a small list of good dietary sources for vitamin D. Small fish is one of them. So let's go up to number 6.
Love this one.
This one you eat on a regular basis. This is probably where you get the most of your. Well, I shouldn't say that because
it's a lot.
Yes,
a lot.
Spinach, a half. When they have it cooked, I wonder if there's any difference to it that raw. Huh.
I usually have mine raw.
Yeah, I know. You guys see if there's any difference. Half a cup cooked is 3.2 milligrams, which is 17.8% daily value.
Nearly 20%. It's nearly a fifth of your daily value.
Right. But it's only 10% for you.
Shush.
And also, spinach has tons of other.
4 cups a day.
Also, this says it's one of the top vegetable sources of iron. Spinach is delicious raw or cooked. So maybe it's the same when raw.
Yeah. You tend to eat more when it's cooked.
Yeah. That makes sense because it breaks down. Okay. All right, we're going up. Oh, number 5. It's a head of spinach, babe. Look at that. 1 ounce of dark chocolate has 3.3 milligrams of iron. Just a little bit of head of spinach.
I like it.
Guys, a lot of these things that are on this list, I featured on the Elemental Tampa blog, my weekly menu spotlight blog. So you can go check it out if you want like more information about why this is so nutritious. These items are so nutritious. But yeah, a big dose of iron for, a sweet tooth snack that also the higher chocolate you buy, the less sugar is in there. So it's even more beneficial.
I will go eat some after this.
Number 4, one you're not a fan of. And if it's cooked correctly, maybe I'll eat it. But I've tried to eat it before just because it has a huge amount of protein too.
Yeah.
It's really big for, once again, amongst vegetarian
plants.
Vegetarians and vegans is lentils. A half a cup has 3.3 milligrams of iron, which is over 20%. I know. I'm sure there's a great way to prepare them where they taste good.
I'm not convinced because when I was vegan, one of the big things that my doctor wanted to make sure that I was doing was getting enough iron. And I incorporated a lot of the non-heme type iron sources. I could not for the life of me find any way to prepare lentils that didn't make me cringe.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they're not great. I mean, if you're a vegan, I think you gotta learn to love them, but they're not spectacular. All right, number 3, another thing that's featured on the elementaltampa.com blog, grass-fed beef.
Beef.
Yep, beef, one of the best ones, honestly. Animal protein is legitimately one of the, has usually, I would say pound for pound, has the most iron compared to vegetable proteins. they say one lean grass-fed strip steak, 214 grams, contains 4 milligrams of iron, which is 22% of your daily value. And obviously, it has a lot of other things, vitamin A, vitamin E, cancer-fighting antioxidants, and protein, obviously. So, and that's compared with conventional style beef, which, you know, it has some of the
other conversation.
Yeah, it has some beneficial stuff also, but not compared to grass-fed beef, it's definitely less nutritious.
It's inferior.
All right, number two, just wrote, I mean, it's like they knew what I was writing about.
Ugh,
I just wrote about this on the blog today.
This is another one, though, that's just like, I know, like, everybody talks about this, but how the hell are you supposed to eat this?
Number two is liver.
Ugh.
They talk about 3 ounces of organic beef liver has 4.05 milligrams of iron, which is over 22% of your daily value. I really literally just got done writing a blog about this. One of the things they talk about is, you know, iron, vitamin B, vitamin B6, B12. Also is, you know, huge source of protein too. Low in fat if you just get the liver. I was talking about it because I'm a huge fan of pate, chicken liver pate.
That's chicken liver though.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. This is organic beef liver. Chicken liver has a little bit less, probably iron, and also has less vitamin A, which is interesting because beef liver has, it's like, 3 ounces has over 200% daily value of your vitamin A, which a lot of people nowadays, a lot of, you know, OBGYNs, obstetricians?
Is that
I don't know if they prohibit it. I don't want to talk out of turn, but they want you to limit that because they think that too much vitamin A can cause development problems in the baby. So it's interesting. Some people say it doesn't. Some people say it does. So it's like, you know, still being debated. But that's number two. We got number one, which surprisingly is a non-heme source.
Yeah, and it's also something that you're really not just going to, like, pick up and eat with, like, a spoon or something. This is an item that you'd probably find in mixes and, like, you'd probably find it in powdered form most frequently, to be honest.
For sure. So number one is spirulina. Did I pronounce that right?
Spirulina.
Spirulina, yes. I've heard about this I've heard about this. It's been a while. I haven't really used it regularly, but I've heard about, especially, you know, vegetations. Why can't I say vegetarians?
I don't know.
I call them vegetations. Sorry.
They're plant people.
Sorry out there, vegetations, vegisauruses. A huge source of protein for vegans and vegetarians, but it also has so many other, you know, different nutritional aspects, amino acids, iron, B vitamins, a whole bunch of other vitamins. But it's actually an algae, which is
blue green algae.
Interesting because algae, it's kind of one of those tweeners. You know, it has a lot of characteristics of, you know, plants, but also some of them have characteristics that are similar with animals, the animal kingdom.
Yep.
So a lot like kind of like mushrooms too, like fungi is kind of a tweener, you know, a tweener because mushrooms have more DNA similar to the animals than the plants. So very interesting vegans. I'm just kidding. Let's not get
technical here.
But yeah, I think number one is something easily you could add.
Yeah, and I actually used to keep a canister back when I was in the vegan days.
A vegetosaurus?
When I was a veganosaurus. Yeah, when I was a vegetation. Basically when I was vegetation.
Yeah.
You can get this in, like, Whole Foods. They have decent sources, pure spirulina, and it's just a powder. You can add it to smoothies. Like, if you like green smoothies, it's super easy. It doesn't taste good on its own. It has a little flavor. You can definitely taste it. But if you mix it with something else, it disappears.
Right.
So it's, this article says it's renowned for its intense flavor. but you also, like, you can go to, like, juice shops.
Good
and
shot.
They'll usually have, like, a shot of spirulina or, like, a booster of it that you can get. And it's definitely I mean, it's kind of like a superfood.
I agree. I want to you were talking about something earlier about that's important when we talk about what helps the absorption when we're talking about mixing things.
Yes, and this is something that even though I remember looking into iron and everything so much when I was vegan, I don't think I don't know if I just skipped over this, forgot about this, or never even learned it, but like all things that are vitamins, you have certain sort of like helpers that assist in absorbing and also prohibitors, you know, those that are going to make absorption a lot more difficult for your body. And that's just saying if you don't already have any genetic things that are putting up a fight for your body to absorb these. And I had no idea that it was vitamin C is a helper.
Yep.
So you actually want to try to incorporate a vitamin C element if you're going to be consuming, if you're having a spinach salad. Also consider vitamin C, you know, throw some strawberries in that salad. But hold off adding the cheese because calcium is an inhibitor, which means it will actually work against you. And I told Nick I was crushed when I learned that because I was like, oh my gosh, my cheese-covered broccoli doesn't count as a good source of iron.
Yeah.
Not that I eat that a lot, but let's just cry a little bit because it's good stuff.
Yeah, we're interested because kind of brought up the idea because you eat a lot of spinach either in salads but also in smoothies.
Yes.
So we want to know sometimes because you use whey protein in there occasionally. We wonder if the whey affects it because I know it's has some calcium in it, but we'll see. All right. So speaking of food.
Yeah.
We also have a kind of a fun thing to do. Before we end this podcast, we're going to give a food review.
A review of a new product that we tried.
Yes, I was approached, actually, thanks to Instagram. Probably somebody
Thank
following
you,
the stories.
Yep.
I was approached by a local food prep company here in Tampa Bay called Metabology. And talked with one of their owners and creators. And he wanted to share some meals with me to get our feedback about it. Obviously, they... having healthy food available to you is huge. You know, we're always talking about, you know, I'm not going to lie. I always believe that cooking the majority of your meals is the key to proper health, you know, but unfortunately we've run into it before. And I'm sure there's people that are busier than we are, that cooking, you know, it's a time investment.
Yeah. Any kind of food prep or meal prep is just super difficult when if you have any kind of new challenges in your life, anything outside your routine, or even just any time-consuming activities.
Right.
And your food prep is so important to your overall health and success. What are you supposed to do when you can't get all that stuff done? I mean, we dedicate like an entire day of our weekend sometimes to really get on our game. When we're on our A game, we dedicate an entire day to food prep and meal prep.
For sure.
Otherwise,
it's
a struggle.
Yep. No, I agree. And it's what usually, I mean, now with the way the food system, the food industry is now, it's just, it's so enticing to people. It's so quick and easy. And usually the quick and easy stuff is the worst for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we can see what it's translated into is huge epidemics in the, metabolic diseases like obesity and type 2 diabetes and so on.
Yeah.
So companies like this are important. They serve a really good function, but you got to make sure the food is legitimate, tastes good, but also is good for you. So I was happy to come on. I talked with, his name is Jacob. We spoke for a little while about the company, really enjoyed what he had to say. You know, they say they have some, it's not just some guys, some meatheads throwing together foods in a kitchen somewhere. They have two former chefs from Germany, I believe he said, that prepare all the recipes and the meals. So I haven't been to see the facility yet, but I think that's going to be in the works. After what we tasted today, I don't want to give anything away, but
this was literally just a tasting of what can be in this larger future review that we're probably going to embark.
Yeah. I'm sure this is probably going to come back up on a future episode. So we got two meals. We got a breakfast, and I guess mine was could have been a lunch or a dinner, really. Yeah. I'm going to throw it to you first to go into. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
For your review?
Well, sure. Yeah, because I had the breakfast skillet.
Makes sense. Very good.
So, and I had this morning, actually, so it's fresh in my head, but I did take notes.
Good.
I'm just waiting for pregnancy brain to kick in any day, and I'm afraid I'm going to forget my name.
No, I'm glad you did.
So overall, these come in just prepackaged, like little plastic containers, and they are microwave safe. So the cooking instructions are right on the front, as are the calories and macros. So right. You can see at a glance what is contained in this dish.
Right.
Also on the front is the best by date. And I was like, I feel like I was like playing with fire because today was the last best by date.
I did ask him that. I said, is this a eat by date? He said, yeah, but as long as it's in the fridge, you got a couple day window. So
yeah,
they said they're required, kind of like any expiration. Yes, they're required to put those on. But you know us, I sniff it first and I give it the sniff test.
Oh yeah, you're a lot braver than I am.
Yeah, but well, plus you have a little bit more to worry about when you eat stuff. But
yeah,
today was the last day, like you said.
Yes. So, I mean, as far as freshness, the container, in my opinion, kept it pretty fresh tasting. So this particular breakfast skillet, I wasn't able to really glean a lot just from the name, and there wasn't any ingredients on the package, which I was a little bit curious about because I like being able to see at least roughly what I'm going to be eating.
Right.
And of course, I'm assuming, hopefully, maybe they have like specialty meals that are either gluten-free or dairy-free or whatnot.
Yes,
so,
I'll address that when we get to my review.
Yeah, but mine was basically an egg bake. I mean, who doesn't like a good egg bake?
Mm-hmm.
And I took an attempt at what I thought might be on the ingredient label based from my test.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, there were eggs. There were some potatoes, but they were like pretty small. There was some kind of a green bean. There was lots of yellow corn, some sweet peppers, but very, very small. Some kind of a green, whether it's an herb or an actual like leaf, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
There was like pepper, definitely some spices, a little cheese on top. And then I think it was sausage that was in there for the meat.
Okay.
And in my experience, like I've made egg bakes before and they can get really dry, especially the longer they sit. But this one, once I heated up in the microwave for about 3 minutes, it was not dry. It was actually pretty, there's still a pretty good amount of moisture there.
Uh-huh.
And it tasted, like I said, pretty fresh. So I had people at my office like coming up saying, "Ooh, what you making there?" So the smell was very enticing. It came with a little like individual portioned out pot of salsa.
Salsa.
Everybody likes to say salsa.
People like to say salsa.
That was a very mild salsa. So this was not a super spicy. I would say this is just like a Southwestern egg bake.
All right.
I was going to give it a different name.
Right.
Yeah. But there was some kind of a spice because it built up about halfway through. I was like, whew, yeah.
Was it Chipotle?
I feel it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't taste like Chipotle. It didn't have a smoky taste.
Uh-huh.
And I saw like some pepper in there. So I thought maybe it was just pepper. But either way, I actually really liked it. I don't have a high tolerance for spice. I'm nowhere near compared to you.
Huh.
But I thought it was really flavorful. And the portion size, I will say for me who is right now, I'm not able to consume huge amounts of food in a sitting. I'm more like smaller, frequent meals. I also consume this on a morning. This was my rest day, actually. It was right between like heavy workout days. So maybe that would have a little bit of an impact too, but the portion size was actually pretty big for me. It was a good size for normal.
Right.
But I had to eat this over a long period of time, and then I was full for like a really long time. I actually didn't even eat lunch until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I ate this at like 9 in the morning. So I would say it did its job. It definitely, I mean, it had 400 calories, 42 grams of protein, 11 grams of carbs, and 20 grams of fat. So pretty good ratio overall. I felt good afterwards. It didn't sit, you know, unwell with me at all. And I would give it 2 thumbs up.
Honestly. Whoa, two thumbs up.
I mean, it tasted like a homemade egg bake of some kind that...
And yeah,
pretty satisfying.
And like you said, I'll get right into mine. That's, I think the first thing that surprised me the most was the freshness of it. Like you said, it's been sitting in our fridge for, I got it on Tuesday and, you know, it's been sitting in our fridge for a couple of days. And that's why I was worried, you know, it's in a container. It's going to just dry out, like you mentioned. But when I got into mine, I also noticed how fresh it was. And
So what did you have again?
I had a Chipotle chicken. With white rice and what they called northeastern vegetable medley or northwestern, something like that.
Okay.
And vegetable medley was corn, peas, and string beans.
Hmm.
So, and as I mentioned, as Shannon kind of mentioned, the same container, I don't know if it locks in the freshness or what it does, but it was hard for me to get the lid off. I don't know if it was just...
I was wrestling with it.
Yeah, okay.
I had two people offer to help me.
I don't know. Maybe that's one of their secrets is that they freaking seal it on there to keep in any type of the moisture getting in or out. So yeah, it was definitely tough to get off, but obviously that might help. That might add to the food, to the quality of the food. And I followed directions. I cooked it in the dish also a little bit less time than it recommended. And I was surprised by a couple things when I first started that I cooked the chicken and it wasn't rubbery.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you reheat chicken in a microwave, it's usually going to be tough and chewy.
Yes.
Not tough and chewy. Definitely kind of easily cut with a knife and, you know, tasted just like I cooked it a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also the rice. You know, you've done
rice is super hard to reheat.
Rice reheated, like you said, it comes like pellets almost sometimes.
Yeah, it's like rabbit pellets.
I don't know what the rice that they used, if it was a certain time, but it was still like sticky together and like really legit rice. Like, I mean, stuff you would get. We don't eat a ton of rice, but like it was good. It was still quality.
Tasted fresh.
Yeah, it tasted fresh. And same with the vegetables. All the vegetables tasted fresh. String beans were a little bit chewy, but I think that's natural. I mean, I think that string beans are kind of like that anyways. But the flavor of it was good. You know, there wasn't a ton of flavor in the vegetables and the rice. They probably had some salt and pepper on there, but the chicken, Chipotle style chicken. So they had some sort of, I don't know if sauce is the right word, but they just definitely had some sort of coating on the chicken to give it its Southwest flavor. So I don't know if it was maybe some sort of mayo based or what they call aioli, a fancy word for mayo, I think. But to kind of address the ideas, like you said, the organics, the ingredients are not on the container.
Yeah.
They are actually, you see the ingredients when you do the ordering. So they have an online ordering system. You get to choose your meals for the week, and that's where you see the ingredients. And you also type in your fact that if you have certain allergies.
Got it.
So that's kind of where that's where they adjust their meals accordingly online in the ordering process. That's how it was explained to me.
Okay.
So they, once again, the company is called Metabology. We're going to make sure we put all their links and everything in the show notes.
Yeah.
They have a couple different plans. And obviously, if you're listening outside the Tampa Bay area, sorry, this doesn't apply to you. But maybe this will inspire you to go out and research some meal prep companies in your area.
Yeah, there's a few local ones here, but I think there might be some national ones that are also, I don't know if that FitLife Foods is
national or not.
I don't know.
I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure, you know, like I said, this is a popular thing because, I mean, people are busier than ever and they need healthy options. And this appears to be one of those companies that can provide it. You know,
They
have different type of plans for what your fitness goals are. If you're trying to lose weight, maintain weight, or gain weight. They also have it designed basically for females and males. They have it broken down via that.
Interesting.
So it was interesting. Like you said, I remember my conversation with Jacob from Metabology was a great one. It was very pleased what he had to say. And they're really kind of a new company, so they're really trying to be competitive, so they have good deals now. So I think we're going to try to investigate this a little bit more and see what else they have to offer.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear like the nutritional aspect of how they create their meals and kind of satisfy each of those goals.
Yes. Oh. Definitely. And I want to recommend one more, not recommend, but I wanted to make one more comment, something you did or just piggyback off yours, is that I was full for over 3 hours, which for me is, you know, unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, me too. I didn't even have to eat. I was full for an extended period of time. So they really hit that nail on the head. So good things. And I think you're going to be hearing more about metabology on the podcast for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely encouraging and will definitely inspire us to look a little bit further. And if anybody out there has tried metabology, or even if you're in other parts of the country and you have other kind of, healthy food service type recommendations that you want to share with us, do share it and we'll put them in like the show notes or something as some other alternatives people can check out, because I think that this idea is smart.
Yeah.
I think it's great for people that are busy, and we might have future need of this in our lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. So also just feel free to give us any type of feedback, you know, connect with us.
Say hi.
Connect with us on social media. All of our handles will be in the outro. So please feel free to reach out. We always love interacting with our listeners. All right. You got anything else for them?
No.
All right. Let's get ready to go to bed. I'm exhausted. All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Here we go. Get ready.
Bring it.
5, 4.
Boobies.